actually speaking. You're on the air.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm on, Dr. Ruth. I've listened to you for about 5 years.
Fabulous. I have all of these loyal listeners.
Well, my name is Olivia, and I'm calling from Hamtramck, Michigan.
Yes.
And this is in regards to a long-distance relationship that I'm trying to get over.
Mm-hmm.
And I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you play that song for everyone, and I know the answer already,
mm-hmm.
but I just need some reassurance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Which means you do want to hear that song.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, first let's hear that song. Okay.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Now tell me a little bit about the relationship.
Okay,
Who ended it?
Okay, it's not really who ended it. It's more like the distance killed it.
Oh, yes.
Okay, what happened was, to make a long story short, I had met him for spring break down in Florida in 86.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really wonderful guy.
Yes.
He's from New York,
yes.
And I'm in Michigan, obviously.
Yes.
And it was really unrealistic for us to start the relationship as it was.
Mm-hmm.
But we gave it a shot.
Yes.
And my parents are really strict, so every time he would come here, he would have to stay at a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see him, and it was, you know, it was fine. But then after a while, it just, the letters started coming slower and slower, mm-hmm. and the phone calls.
Did he find another woman then?
I don't know. I mm-hmm. really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the type of guy that would do that to me or to any other woman. But mm-hmm. then again, I'm not there to know.
Right.
Okay, and I understood. I mean, he's 19, and
right.
you know,
what did he once send you a letter and say, "Look, I would rather not be in the relationship or not?"
No, nothing mm-hmm. like that. It got to the point where I wanted to know where I stood, because he went back to Florida again for spring break, and I didn't, and he never called me back when he came in.
Hmm.
And I was just wondering, you know, why wouldn't he call me?
Yeah.
To let me know he was all right at least.
Right.
So I called him up. I said, "Well, listen, I really need to know where I stand. Because, you know, I want to get on with my life also. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's nice what we had, but it's time to move on. We've got the memories."
Right. And what did he say?
Well, it was really weird because he was really quiet. And he's like, "Well, I don't really want to end it." He goes, "You're right about the distance." He goes, "I want to wait till we both graduate from college, and then we can move closer together."
Mm-hmm. And then if that love is still there,
right,
it can be rekindled.
Right. Now, what I've realized all this,
mm-hmm.
and what I can't find myself with, I go out with friends over the weekend and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
I meet other men, but I can't let myself go. I still got feelings for him.
Yeah. Look, you just have to let this, that process of the separation.
Right.
You have to let that, respect that a little bit. It'll take it very, very easy and very slowly.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.